You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cardale Jones having a little fun on Twitter, saying that he was transferring to Akron and then saying, May Fool's Day.
I was like, see ya. I like JT Barrett better than you anyway, bro.
So what is that? How, do you think Urban Meyer is happy about this?
No.
Does he think this
the
is
same
funny?
Way, the same way that the what we're looking at the television right here has the Jameis Winston Instagram post with him in front of crab legs celebrating being drafted over, number one overall.
I like but the that Buc- girl's looking at him.
But
the
Bucs staff has already gotten in touch with him and it's been taken down. So Urban Meyer and his staff probably feel the same way about those tweets that the Buccaneers feel about that tweet or post, whatever it is.
He thinks that's pretty funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
Do you think like his teammates think that's funny?
Some of them. Other ones, like, you know, the guys that might be blocking for him think it's probably stupid.
And that's kind of mean to take a shot at Akron like that. Like, oh, you guys really think I'd go there?
He turned that with who's it? Terry Bowden, right?
Yeah.
He could be productive in Akron. It just is the only quipe would be the competitive level in the MAC versus the Big Ten. I like JT Barrett better anyway. See you, Cardell.
All right. 216-578-0850. Some people are now, the new hot take is that NFL teams are going to be concerned about his maturity after his Twitter prank. It's just so funny with Twitter how quickly things get around. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You say something, then everybody retweets it, and then it's everywhere, and then it's just like,
yep,
blah, blah. I can tell you Matt Miller did not find it hilarious. Our guest who is just with us on the Bleacher Report goes, yeah, you're really hilarious, Cardale. Way to go. 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got our guy Cam in Canada. What's up, Cam?
Elated.
Cam, you've got to be happy. Cam, and you would have given away next year's first-round pick for Danny Shelton. That's why you got to be patient, Cam.
I want that to be a symbol of how much I thought of the guy, not my inadequacies.
As a general manager?
Yeah. You know,
we're all on board with you, Cam. So you were happy yesterday.
Yeah, and then I was about I said Irving too. Like when it was about the 16th or 17th, or probably when it was 18th pick. I said sorry, Lyle, but we're gonna have to go with Big Irv, and we did, which is really amazing. So, you know what? It's interesting. I'm gonna give you a little bit of insight. Not that you guys need it, because I know you have infinite amounts of it. But I know a guy on an offensive line on a team in the league. And I talked to his dad last night, and he told me that his son and the guys had gone out for lunch yesterday, and they were all hoping and praying that Irving didn't go to that particular team, because they all said, hey, he can take any one of our spots. So, like, this first round here was special. And now let's get to Doriel here.
So are you in on that?
I got to ask Matt here, because I'll tell you right, I would have been okay with it, and I don't want to put Joe Thomas down, but until the Joe Thomas litmus test sort of told me that that room was not mature enough to handle a Maverick, and I don't think the coaching staff was ready to handle a Maverick. We saw four guys get away on them last year. So, I mean, Matt, you can tell me. I mean, like, let's face it, New England or Pittsburgh or someone – is going to take Doriel Beckham. They'll probably move up for him, and he'll be a superstar.
Yep.
So my question is, can the Browns absorb him? And if so, then they need to get him. He's the best player in the draft.
I think
they can absorb him.
Yeah, sure. I think the Browns could take him in as a part of the new culture and the new trend if we are, in fact, doing our very best effort to become the next New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks of – this is what you have to do to conform to what we're doing. If you're not, get off our bandwagon. And that's also, too, why I made the comment yesterday from Red Ivy there in Chicago about Dora Green Beckham, that I wouldn't be surprised had the New Orleans Saints or the New England Patriots at the end of the draft draft a guy like that. And I can picture now Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer sitting him down and looking him in his face, whether it does any diligence or not, and just saying, we love you. You can be a difference maker here for a very long time, but your leash is about yay long. And I'm talking about like an inch long. This much. Just a pinch.
Yay long.
And the reason why I say that is I could see Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer doing it because of the gentleman that they've drafted thus far this year and the culture they're trying to create here. And New England has that and have had that for many years. And Bill Belichick has that scare factor of looking you in your face of, if you can't do it here, you're going to do it nowhere else because I will make you great. You will perform here. We will win football games. You can win championships, and you can be a Patriot for a very long time. But his leash is very short.
It's obviously going to be a short leash for him, but I'm willing. I'm in. I want the talent.
I hear you.
That's what I'm hoping for the Browns. I hope they can get that talent, get Dorial Green-Beckham. I don't think it's going to happen, but right now NFL just put out the best fits, Greg Rosenthal's best fits for the biggest names available, and for Dorial Green-Beckham, he put?
Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland football Browns.
Let's go, in the words of Nathan Zagura.
Right, let's go.
Get you done.
Mark and Charlotte, welcome to CBD.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Actually, really good after last night. So with just a little backstory here, I was actually on a plane back from Arizona last night and was lucky enough to be able to connect to the Wi-Fi on the plane. And people had to think I was crazy because I had my headphones on. And, yeah, I'm listening to it, and they picked Shelton, and I was really excited. Like, you know, I'm clapping, and people are just looking at me. So, you know, I was really excited with that. I like the pick of Irving, too. It really fits the mold of what, you know, what it seems like Patton wants to do is be able to, you know, run the ball on offense and stop the run on defense. And then just taking a look at going into today, you know, it's really, really tempting with a guy. What's his name from Nebraska? Gregory.
And
then
also,
yeah, and also with Green Beckham. I mean, those guys are extremely talented. And, you know, it would be great, you know, great players if they keep their head on straight. But, you know, it's probably best to avoid the circus or the drama that comes along with them. So I'm pretty much in the same mindset as you guys. If, you know, if Max Williams is there, I really think that kid, maybe not like Gronk or Jimmy Graham, but I think he's a playmaker that could be,
like,
you know,
Witten,
good for us at
like
tight
Jason
end.
Witten.
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, I know people have mentioned Jalen Strong. The other guy I was thinking about, I just don't know where he's ranked if it's too high for him, is Sammy Coates, the receiver out of out of Auburn. I think
he's
seems
got
like a
size.
Really good character guy as well.
He's got the size. He's got the speed. He is on Dane Brugler's board, the 16th ranked wide receiver on his board.
Okay.
He likes Sammy Coates, but again, he's got bad hands, kind of a one-trick pony in terms of just getting down the field vertically, not a completely polished wide receiver. He's got Sammy Coates ranked around the same spot that he's got Chris Conley of Georgia, who was that star at the Combine, who kind of wowed everybody with his freakish athleticism and his testing. So he's a guy, those guys are kind of in that ballpark. The problem is Coates has the freakish ability, but he's a vertical guy. He doesn't run great routes, and he's got bad hands right now. He's got a lot of physical talent, but he's just kind of very, very raw right now is kind of the book on him. I don't think he's a guy. Coates isn't a 43 guy. Maybe if you go some other edge rusher there, you're taking a gamble on Coates putting it together at 77. That's about where Dane would have him go.
Sure. You know what I want to do as we continue to take calls at 216-578-0850? Just talking Danny Shelton. I'm excited about Danny Shelton. We've got our guy. Seems like the consensus is the fans are happy with both picks, but for the most part, that the it's a slam dunk at 12. And I want to pose this question to you and for all of you listening out there is the over-under that I just created for Danny Shelton's sack total in 2015, 4.5, over or under?
That's a good number.
It's a great number, isn't it?
It's a good number. It is a good number. It's a good number. I'm going to say, because I don't, with the amount of guys on the line, I'm expecting some rotation, and maybe he doesn't play as many third downs in his first season as he will maybe in his second season. I'm gonna think 4 was the number I had in my mind for how many sacks.
It's a passing league, though, so teams are throwing the ball in first and second down much more than they have been in years past. So I think he's gonna have his opportunities, and you can't keep all these defensive linemen.
It's a good number. You said it at a very good number. I want to see as we get. I want to reserve the right to change as
sure.
we get closer. But right now, I'm saying he's coming in at 4.
I'm gonna go over with 5.
Okay, so that's why 4.5 is such a great
yes,
number.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go to Joey in Bowling Green now. Joey, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Good, man.
Just a couple points. I'll answer your question. As far as the over-under, I'm going to say under.
Okay.
4 was the first number that came to my head, too.
All right.
Very happy with the first round. Both picks, I like the versatility of Irving. Definitely like Danny Shelton, big guy, plug up the run. I think he can play in the pass too. I think he's a three down guy. Just to pose a question for you guys, and I know it's not the hottest of topics, but I think something that people are, you know, I guess like forgetting about with the Browns is, is like the fullback position and the specialist. You know, we really don't have a kicker on the roster still, and we don't have that run blocking fullback. So, is there anybody in this draft that you think they might take, or even an undrafted guy that is even on the radar?
I think we have our kicker. And when you get to specialist, you might be saying, but I don't think we have our kickoff specialist if we carry two of those. And when it comes to return, you know, Travis Benjamin's a guy that had opportunities last year. Ray Farmer mentioned him when asked about skill position specialist type of question. He mentioned Travis Benjamin being a speedster, being a return guy. But, you know, Nathan, you know, are there any guys that could be a playmaker offensively while also, too, meeting that need of consistent guys who have done it all through college as a punt or kickoff returner?
Yeah, I think there are. Obviously, that's why Nelson Agholor was so appealing. You talk about a guy like Tyler Lockett out of Kansas State, but I just don't think the Browns need another 5'9 wide receiver. I just don't think that that's exactly what they need on this team. They can find guys who can return kicks. I do believe that they have an opportunity to have Justin Kilbert return some kicks if they were so inclined to do so, given that Tremont Williams is starting alongside Joe Hayden. I think they have the talent here. I think Garrett Hartley is a solid kicker. He didn't miss a kick for the Browns last year. He kicked on a Super Bowl winning team, so obviously he was good enough to be a kicker on a Super Bowl winning team. They've got three kickers on the roster right now, so there will be a battle for that position, so I think they feel okay there. Fullback, I forget the kid's name, out of Alabama. There is a fullback out there that they could look at late in this draft. And by the way, G.I. George wants to chime in. He says he's going over on Shelton. He's getting 5.5 sacks.
Atta baby.
Okay.
It's going to be good. 4.5 is a good number, is it not?
It was a great number. Great number.
Rick, I wonder what the kid says about that number.
We'll find out on Monday. He's going to have a special Monday edition of the kid.
All right.
Rick in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Northern California. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, good, Northern man. California. That's my hometown. Where in Northern California are you?
I'm out in Pleasant Hill near Concord, Walnut Creek.
Yeah, of course.
Your hometown is North Carolina, Nathan?
Northern California is where I'm from.
You said your hometown.
Area traffic. Well,
whatever. It's the area.
Better, just in case you're wondering.
Go back to analyzation of things, Wilhelm. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, no problem. Very pleased with those first two picks. They've got to be wrestling, or at least a lot of Browns fans. I think there's perception and reality, right, that we wrestle with. I mean, as Browns fans, we take so much heat, dude. I always say try to travel to one game. I've been in a lot of busy cities and taking a lot of heat.
I'm
for
sure.
Being a Browns fan. So I got to imagine they're wrestling with this. Like, this Thurl Green Bracken, like, super talented. But, man, he threw people downstairs. And that Randy Gregory, you know, he missed four flights. They had 14 invite him for an interview, and he missed four flights, man. Oakland told him to pound sand. He said, don't even come.
Yeah, Randy Gregory's got some serious issues. Green Beckham has had some troubles in his past. He sat out a year like he was supposed to, and now he's coming in the draft. He is not in any program entering the draft, whereas Randy Gregory is already in the substance program. So Green Beckham's coming in like anybody else. His past is definitely checkered, but I do think it is a little bit of a different scenario between he and Gregory.
Yeah, Randy Gregory, had a chance to talk to him on the gold carpet yesterday. Good dude. Solid. He's ready to play, but he's a fun guy.
How small was he?
He was not small.
Not small?
No. He was it's hard to tell. I can't – he didn't look extremely lean, which is what the biggest knock against him. And, you know, he didn't look 225 to me. He looked more like 245 to me. Okay. But he was – I mean, I was eye-to-eye with him. So he's all of 6'4", 6'5". He's a big dude.
You're a big guy.
So they say.
He was getting congratulated on the gold carpet.
I was on my way to the gold carpet.
I think what's the most amazing about that is that means that people look at you and had to think it was within the realm of possibility
that I was 20 years old.
22 years old.
That's good.
It's great for you.
It's very good.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. What does that mean?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mazel.
Mazel, mazel.
Mazel to you.
When we
mazel
come back, we're going to wrap it up here
special
on
draft
Cleveland
special.
Browns Daily. We will have a special draft special again tonight at 7 o'clock and then a special draft special on Sunday live. On News Channel 5 from 11 to 12. The first ever live edition of the Dog Pound Report. Should be pretty exciting.
We're going to be barking together.
In Cleveland, that's what we do. All right, when we come back, final thoughts from you. More calls, 216-578-0850. Thanks for all the tweets as well today. Loaded show. Here we go.